Welcome to another episode of Sage Dad Wisdom, the podcast where we embrace the joys and challenges of fatherhood with wisdom, intention, and love. I'm Rob, your host, and today is Wednesday, our day to focus on leading by example. Our daughters learn from what we do far more than what we say. Let's take a moment to reflect on the power of our actions and the incredible responsibility we have as fathers. So grab your coffee, take a deep breath, and let's dive in. I mean, have you ever caught yourself saying something to your child that sounds eerily like something your own parents used to say? Maybe it's a phrase, a tone, a mannerism that you didn't even realize had stuck with you until it slipped out of your mouth. Children really absorb everything, our words, our reactions, and most importantly, our behaviors. From the time that they're toddlers, they're like little mirrors reflecting back what they see. If we want to raise strong, kind, resilient daughters, we have to embody those qualities in ourselves. So think about the world we want our daughters to navigate. We want them to be confident, compassionate, and courageous. We want them to stand up for themselves and for others. We want them to handle adversity with grace and persistence. But these traits don't develop in a vacuum. They are cultivated through experience, observation, and through the lessons we unknowingly teach every single day. This is why leading by example is one of the most powerful tools in parenting. I mean, what does she learn from watching you? She learns how to handle emotions. Imagine this, you're running late for work, you're trying to get your toddler out the door, but she's insisting on putting her on her own shoes, and it's taking forever. You feel the frustration bubbling up. What do you do? If you snap, sigh loudly, rush her, she learns that frustration means impatience. She may internalize the idea that she needs to hurry up to avoid upsetting people. But if you take a deep breath and say, I see you're working hard at this, let me know if you want help. She learns patience, she learns perseverance, and she learns that emotions don't have to control us. This moment might feel small, but it's these micro lessons that add up to a lifetime of emotional intelligence. She learns how to treat others. Every interaction you have, whether it's with a cashier, a neighbor, a stranger, teaches her how to engage in the world. If you're kind and respectful, even when you're frustrated, she learns that respect is not conditional. It is a fundamental part of character. I remember being in a restaurant with my daughter. The server was clearly having a bad day. Instead of getting annoyed when our food took longer, I made a point to thank her for her hard work. Later, my daughter said, Daddy, she looked happy when you said that. That's the kind of lesson that sticks. She'll learn how to handle challenges. Life isn't always easy. There are setbacks, failures, disappointments. If she sees you approach challenges with problem-solving mindset, instead of despair, she will internalize that resilience. Think about how you respond when you make a mistake. Do you get defensive? Do you own it? Apologize if necessary? Find a way to fix it? One of the most powerful things a father can do is to show his daughter that mistakes are not failures. They are opportunities to learn and grow. She'll learn self-respect. How do you talk about yourself in front of your daughter? Do you make self-deprecating jokes? Do you criticize your body, your abilities? If she hears you constantly putting yourself down, she may adopt that same habit. But if you speak about yourself with kindness and confidence, she will learn to do the same. When she sees you set boundaries, prioritize self-care, stand up for yourself when necessary, she learns that self-respect is not negotiable. You know, I never forgot a moment that reminded me how much our kids are watching us. So one evening I was fixing something in the house when I accidentally dropped my screwdriver. Out of frustration, I muttered, "Ugh, I can't believe I did that." I may have said something else, I don't know. But my daughter, who's playing nearby, immediately looked up and said, "It's okay, Daddy, try again." That was the exact phrase I had said to her earlier in the day when she spilt some water. It was a small moment, but it hit me hard. She wasn't just listening to what I said. She was adopting my attitude, my approach to mistakes, and my way of handling frustration. This is the heart of fatherhood. We are shaping our children's inner voice through our own actions. You know, there's practical ways that you can learn how to be more intentional about leading by example. Here are a few simple ones, but powerful ways to start. So model healthy communication. Speak to others the way that you want your daughter to speak. Show her how to listen without interrupting. Demonstrate how to disagree respectfully. You know, show kindness in everyday moments. Hold the door for somebody. Say thank you, please, consistently. Compliment effort, not just results. Handle stress with grace. Take deep breaths when you're frustrated. Acknowledge when you need a break. Talk about your feelings in a healthy way. And own your mistakes. You know, if you snap at her, apologize. If you forget something, acknowledge it and make a plan to fix it. Show her that accountability is strength, not weakness. Prioritize what matters. Put your phone down. Give her your full attention. Make time for fun, even when life is busy. Show her that people are more important than things. All right, Wednesday's affirmations about strength and resilience. You know, it's midweek. It can feel long. But today I'm going to remind myself of these things. I am strong, capable, and adaptable. I lead with patience and understanding. My actions shape my daughter's world, so I choose wisely. Resilience is built on the small moments, and I'm teaching her that every day. I am enough. I am present. I am leading by example. You see, being a father isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. Our daughters don't need us to have all the answers. They don't need us to be superheroes. They just need us to show up, to lead with love, and to walk the path that we hope they'll follow. Every day we have countless opportunities to show her the strength, kindness, resilience, what they look like. Let's make the most of them. So thank you for joining me on this Wednesday edition of Sage Dad Wisdom. If today's message resonated with you, share it with another dad who might need this reminder. And remember, she's watching. Let's lead by example, and I'll see you tomorrow.